It is time for sports, and let's go and bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, I actually went to bed before the game was even one quarter old, but I woke up to see that we won by the hair on our skinny teeth.
Could have been a lot bigger. There was another scripted turnover at the end of the a drive for the Saints that would have made it probably 19-9, and then you had the 2-point interception conversion that Carolina got would have made it 14-9. The Saints didn't play good last night, but they came out with a win, and that was important for them. They wrap up the West, one more win, and they wrap up home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and probably a cakewalk into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if they get home field advantage, they just don't lose at home under these guys. They just don't lose.
No.
At home.
So and they don't lose on the road anymore either.
So and Jacksonville falls. I'm so glad they fell to 6-8 because they beat the Giants on that 67-yard field goal. That's the only reason they got six wins even. And that was such a
sour grapes.
Oh, but absolutely.
Giants could score a few points. They wouldn't have to worry about getting beat by 68-yard field goal.
Sour grapes is absolutely right on that. I thought they lined up for that field goal, and I said, "Ah, this one's in the bag. He's not going to hit this field goal." He made it by like 5 yards.
Put a little more helium in the ball.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, so New Orleans gets the win. That means yay for us. We got a win.
Yeah.
The Yankees signed Happ yesterday, finally, to a 2-year contract with a 1-year option.
What took them so long?
He had to pass the physical, that's all. They had to wait for the physical.
They should have signed him a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It should have been done a couple weeks ago because he was the mainstay.
Pitcher.
They did something very nice for CC Sabathia yesterday, though.
Yeah, they threw him $500,000.
Yeah, because they took him out of the game. They took him out of a game where he should have stayed in. And they gave him, they threw him the $500,000 bonus anyway.
Poor CeCe, he needs it.
Yeah, it was a nice gesture. He's been a non-complainer for the Yankees since he's been there. Never created any problems. Only gone out and tried to do his job. So it was nice to see them do something nice for him anyway. Not that he's going to be. He's going to be like their fifth starter. I mean, he's that this year. But anyway, what else are we going to talk about in sports?
Mets did it again.
Uh-oh, what'd they do this time?
Well, you know, they gave the walking tumor, Familia, $30 million, right?
Yeah.
Well, they could have got Brantley, who's the free agent from the Indians, because he signed a deal with Houston for 2 years for $30 million. But no, they got to sign Familia, and they made a big deal out of signing Familia yesterday, driving him around and one of those old gold bullpen cart buggies, like, you know, it was the second coming of God. The Mets organization is a total joke. $30 million on Familia when you could have got yourself a 300 hitting average outfielder that throws you 25 homers a year and near 100 RBIs. But you don't need him. The Astros pick him up. But fear not, Met fans. The Mets picked up Rajah, whatever his name is, a 38-year-old backup outfielder. That a boy, Mets. Good job. Rajah Davis, that's his name.
And the Astros get richer and better.
They get Brantley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the Astros contend every year and the Mets pretend every year, because the Mets organization stinks. Rajah Davis. Nothing against Rajah Davis, folks. But that guy's not an outfielder in the major leagues anymore. You don't get a 30-year-old player to play in the outfield. And if you're saying you're getting him as a role player, what the heck do you need him as a role player for? You need a starter.
Yeah.
And like I said, who would you sooner have, Met fans? Would you sooner have Michael Brantley playing the outfield for you? Or would you sooner have Familia coming in and pitching to 2-3 batters and blowing up a game now and then?
I know if I was a Met pitcher, I'd much rather have the outfielder who can hit 25 home runs.
Go ask DeGrom who you'd sooner have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ask DeGrom. I mean, that's who I would – you know what I would do if I was the GM? I would have DeGrom sitting in a room with me and saying, all right, buddy, who do you want on this team? This is what's out there. Who you want me to go and try to get? Because you know what? When you go sign guys like Rajah Davis and pass up guys like Goldschmidt and Brantley, DeGrom's going to be wearing another uniform pretty soon.
Mets just can't score runs, and that's they got to score runs.
Joke organization, total joke. Rajah Davis. You need a third baseman. You need a first baseman. You need another outfielder. How are you addressing that, Von Wagner? What are you doing about that? Unbelievable.
All right. Anything else in sports?
I don't think so. Nothing real big. Nothing else big happened in the majors yesterday besides Hap signing and the Mets getting, you know, Rajah Davis. Nothing more than that. What else? I don't know. The usual blown calls yesterday in the football game, which I watched. And it was great to see Cam Newton fail again.
I saw I didn't see the play happen, but I saw it on this morning on replay when they were going for the 2-point conversion and it was returned.
Breeze kind of messed up on that.
Yeah, and it was returned for 2 points.
Yeah, but this, like I said, the Panthers had the ball again late to try to get a field goal. Newton can't throw. You're going to find out somewhere along the line that something's wrong with his shoulder or something, but he can't throw. He's constantly throwing balls at the feet of his receiver.
I was going to say, I watched for the first quarter, and yeah, a lot of low throws and a lot of off line throws.
The thing I love about Cam Newton is when he gets lucky and makes a touchdown pass or something,
he goes crazy.
He pulls that Superman chest out, but when he's bouncing balls at people's feet, he's got that no sign of remorse look on his face. I love that. It's like, oh, not my fault. I guess you should have been 2 feet closer to me.
That's right. You ran that route 2 feet too far.
Like when Breeze threw that pick for the 2 points for the Panthers, and he makes mistakes. You could see he's visibly mad at himself.
Yeah.
Not Cam Newton. He looks for that towel to wrap around his head and go into exile. And not my fault, folks. Not my fault.
Oh, well, we've got two more regular weeks left. That's it, right?
Yeah, Saturday games this week, Christmas Eve game this week, and then the last week, I think everything's on Sunday.
Yeah. Then we've got the college football playoffs.
Yeah, they're coming. What are we waiting now? 2 weeks, 3 weeks already, and they play the 29th, I think it is.
Yeah, I saw the belly button bowl, I think, the other day.
The belly button bowl?
But there's so many bowls they have, so many stupid names. Really, there's so many bowl games, and there's nobody in the crowd. There's nobody in the stands at most
Why
of these
should
games.
There be?
I know.
You got on these meaningless games, which is what the NCAA did, was make these meaningless by just having four teams play for a championship. You don't even have players on the team that are starters playing if they have a high draft prospect because they don't want to get hurt. And you got two edges of this sword. You can't really blame the kid because it's a meaningless game, and if you get hurt in a meaningless game, you're blowing your future. And you can blame the kid because you're getting a free education and you should represent your university. I mean, I don't know which way to look at it as the kid. I mean, I got to kind of look at it like the kid shouldn't play, and that's against everything I stand for. But the NCAA made it that way because it's a meaningless game. Why, when all the bowl games were meaningless, everybody played. But now when you have a fictitious championship where only four teams can participate and you make these games meaningless and you have a first-round pick that's looking at millions of dollars 4 months down the road, why should he risk injury?
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the NCAA did it. 16-team format. When are they going to wake up and do it? Probably around the year 2200 is when they'll wake up and do it, the way the NCAA moves. But a good game this Saturday night, just after 5 o'clock, Kentucky plays Carolina in Chicago in basketball, which should be a good game. Carolina beat up Gonzaga over the weekend, which is a big win for them, and Kentucky's still trying to find themselves, and it should be an entertaining game.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.